In this bulletin, President Donald Trump defends Russia over claims it meddled in the 2016 US election. 4 years since the downing of flight MH17 and an injury blow for the West Coast Eagles. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. President Donald Trump has refused to endorse the evidence of his own intelligence agencies that Russia interfered in the 2016 US election. Speaking at a joint news conference with Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin after their Finland summit, Mr. Trump denied any collusion, despite the talks taking place only days after the US Justice Department indicted 12 Russian military spies for hacking the Democrats.
There was no collusion. I didn't know the president. There was nobody to collude with. There was no collusion with the campaign. And every time you hear all of these, you know, 12 and 14, it's stuff that has nothing to do. And frankly, they admit these are not people involved in the campaign. But to the average reader out there, they're saying, well, maybe that does, it doesn't. And even the people involved, some perhaps told misstories, although in one case the FBI said there was no lie. There was no lie. Somebody else said there was. We ran a brilliant campaign, and that's why I'm president. Thank you.
The president said the issue of meddling was raised at the summit, with Vladimir Putin again denying any Russian involvement. In a closed-door meeting described by the pair as constructive, the leaders also discussed trade and military issues. And more protests have followed the summit in Helsinki. Thousands marched against the leaders' presence in the country, holding up placards and banners defending human rights and denouncing racism and fascism. There were also abortion rights activists demonstrating against a Trump order, reinstating what critics call a global gag rule that bans federal money being provided to international family planning groups. One of the protesters, Mari Tikkanen, says the law hinders women's rights.
These decisions are made on American soil. We want people to be aware of the devastating impact of these policies. And also a warning, in fact, to American women and men and families, because this gag rule is now coming to America and is sort of part of a greater erosion of women's reproductive rights.
The protests came after thousands demonstrated against President Trump in London and Edinburgh over the weekend. The French president says the country's World Cup champions will receive France's highest honour, the Legion d'Honneur. France defeated Croatia 4-2 in the final, its second World Cup win in 20 years. Football fans have lined the Champs-Élysées in central Paris to give the team a hero's welcome. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says Australia must keep pushing for answers on the fourth anniversary of the downing of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17. The flight was on its way from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur when pro-Russian rebels shot it out of the sky over Ukraine in 2014. The attack killed 298 people, including 38 Australians. International investigators said in May that the Buk anti-aircraft system used to bring down the jet belonged to the Russian military. Russia has denied any involvement. Helicopters are being used to waterbomb bushfires in Sweden. The fires are burning northwest of the capital, Stockholm. To the AFL, and West Coast's worst fears have been confirmed, with scans showing star ruckman Nick Natanui has torn his anterior cruciate ligament in his right knee. Natanui suffered the injury during the second quarter of Sunday's win over Collingwood at the MCG. The 28-year-old missed all of last year after tearing the ACL in his left knee in 2016. Teammate Luke Shuey says Natanui is such an important member of the team.
Yeah, I'm sure coming up against him every week's a daunting task. But yeah, he's huge for us, spiritual leader for us out there. He can get 21 guys going just off one act, and that's a pretty special trait to have.
We'll now look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 18 degrees. Adelaide, showers clearing and windy, 16. Melbourne, windy and showers developing, 16 degrees. Hobart, more showers and wind and 16. Morning frost in Canberra, then a sunny day, 14. Sunny for Wollongong, 20. Similar conditions in Sydney, 22. Newcastle, more sun, 21. Brisbane, sunny, 23. Cairns, a possible late shower, 27. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.